Welcome. This is Karen Cleveland. Thanks for joining me with this meditation today. So today, as you relax into your body, into your space, go ahead, take a couple of deep breaths and close your eyes if you wish to fully relax and fully engage in the experience. And I want to invite you today to think about your word. And by your word, I mean what you say and even what you think. And I want to talk about being impeccable with your word. It's one of the four agreements, if you've ever read the book. So, the words we use, the words we tell ourselves secretly, the words we shout out to the world, and all the words in between are powerful. Our brain likes to make us right. So when we say certain words, it tries to make us right. And it will do what it needs to do that. Have you ever called in sick when you weren't sick and ended up feeling sick? So sometimes you need to be careful about, you know, what you say and the words you use, because it helps to convince ourselves of what we are or want or do or should be. So to really live in freedom, you want to be in integrity with your word. And it just takes up too much energy if you are saying things against your values or against your true desires or against the truth, really. It takes up a lot of energy to manage lies, basically. And they might be out and out lies, obvious to the world, or they might just be lies we're telling ourselves. So as you continue to breathe deep and relax into this experience, I want you to imagine a scenario when you might have used the words that you say in a situation that wasn't what you really wanted to say. Perhaps someone asked you to do something and you made an excuse because you didn't want to tell the truth. Or there's many, many possibilities where we don't always say what we want to say. And as you look back on that scenario, how did that feel to do that? Did you feel like you were in your power? Did you feel like you were in integrity with yourself? So now take that same scenario, only imagine saying what you wanted to say, what you thought was more truthful or more correct for the situation. And go ahead and, as you replay the scenario in your mind, imagine a positive outcome from it, but also feel yourself living according to your values and being in your power while you do it. I think the bottom line, when we're deciding what to tell someone, when we're afraid or nervous to tell the truth, when we're not sure what the reaction's going to be, or maybe we know what the reaction's going to be and we don't want to deal with it. I think if you can step back for just a second and ask yourself, what does my soul want? If you are really wanting to live in freedom, wanting to live your soul's expression of life, whatever purpose or passion that is, then you need to act and talk in a way that makes your soul feel good. And so sometimes I know when I need to answer something that I don't really want to answer, I just ask myself, okay, do I have reverence for my soul? Is my soul, my being here on earth, more important than some petty little reaction that's going to happen if I say this? Because usually, as long as you're not harming anyone, what your soul needs is of most importance. And if the other person is offended by that, of course, I'm not asking you to say things in a mean or derogatory way, but you can't control them taking something personally like that. And that's, of course, another lesson, taking things personally. But I really encourage you to, when you're in a situation, really think about if I were completely in my power and not afraid of anything, what would I say? What does my soul want me to say? The other thing is the things that we say to ourselves. So there's all kinds of common phrases. I'm too old for that. Oh, that just makes me sick. Oh, I could just die over that. We say all these little things, and they really are powerful to our mind and body. So I'd ask you this week to really be aware of, one, those common phrases that we use that you might not even think about. And how does that feel when you actually say that, when you actually think about it? I know it just kind of rolls off the tongue and you don't even think about it. But when you do connect with yourself and realize what you're saying, how does that feel? So, again, pay attention this week to when you're speaking in integrity and when you're not, and seeing if you can more, if you can imagine that more. And I invite you back to the room, to the space that you're in right now, knowing that your soul is worth everything in the world. Knowing that what's important to you is truly important. And again, as long as you're harming no one in the process, and if you're really listening to your soul, I don't think you're going to be harming anyone. But see if you can't at least shift one conversation, one answer, one communication, being a little more impeccable with your word. Thank you for joining me this week. I look forward to talking to you again next week. This is Karen Cleveland, and have a wonderful week. Thanks.